Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's up, guys? I just want to say thank you very much for all the support on the special. Right now, it's over 200,000 views, and that includes being almost killed for a day by YouTube. All right. So please, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. Go like it. Go comment on it. And if you have watched it, watch it again and share it. I'd love for everybody to share it with 3 to 5 people you love. Do that for the holidays. Give them the gift of comedy. Share it, like it, comment, all that good stuff. Go watch it live and alive, streaming now on my YouTube. What's up, guys? The holidays are coming, and I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm just trying to get rid of the merch I have. We got quite a bit of merch left, and I just want to get rid of it, and I want to get rid of it for you guys. All right, so here's what we got going on. There is a huge, talking about fire sale, y'all, huge fire sale in the merch store on my website at ryansickler.com. We've got $10 tees and hats, $20 hoodies and pants. You got stickers in there. But listen, here's the thing. Just order, because trust me, every order comes with a free gift, and any apparel purchase comes with 2 free gifts. All right. That's a chance to get a lot of gifts, y'all. All right. So go over to the merch shop right now. Get your $10 hoodies, night pants. I don't think there's anything more than $20 over there, honestly, in the whole entire store. So go get your stuff now. RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby. We're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Guys, thank you for supporting this show. This show is so fun. I love diving into people's past, getting nostalgic. It's a fun, funny laugh. If you're already watching this far, drop a comment. Make sure you're subscribed. Help the show out, all right? I'm very excited to have this guest back in the Way Back, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Wolf, welcome back to the Way Back.
What's going on, dude?
Before we dive into your old stories right there, promote it all.
I have a new special, and it's called the Campfire Special. This special is, I think, dude, maybe the funniest special I've ever done. My fans and your fans and have always supported. My last special hit over 1 million. My first special has something like 15 million or something crazy.
That's
like this.
That's crazy.
But this special coming out is has some of the best jokes I've ever written. Part stories, part songs, a lot of cool special guests. So it's super fucking funny. ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates. And I do a podcast with my son called Hey Man.
Great. Let's dive into some old stories here. You had just said to me, before we even started recording, you said, man, I remember I slept out for concert tickets. And I was like, oh, you don't even do that anymore.
No.
I remember I did the same thing, too. So let's talk about it. And I have some, I got an envelope here, some old concert ticket stubs. We'll pull through some. And.
But what was the concert, the first one that you slept out for?
I don't remember the first one I slept out for, but I remember we would sleep out at Owings Mills Mall. There you go. Yeah. So look, it's gone now. When this mall came to town, this was state-of-the-art marble and, you know, the whole nine. They put a metro out there from the city, and everybody said, don't do that. Don't let the city people just take an easy metro out to rob the mall and go right back to the city.
Yeah.
So they put a metro in the city right out to the mall. It stopped at the mall.
Mm-mm.
And look, that mall. That's what that mall looks like. They cleaned it out. They cleaned it out, bro. It's gone. It is gone. So anyway, we would go to this mall right here, and then we would sleep outside on the concrete on the sidewalk because you could go to Macy's and get Ticketmaster tickets in a Macy's. Mm. So you could go in like the top floor of a Macy's, and in the back they had a Ticketmaster window, and you had to camp out because they went on sale at whatever. Like they're 8 a.m. tomorrow. Boom. So we'd be out there and we'd play football all night. There'd be a good 100 some people out. I remember doing it for Eric Clapton. I'm trying to remember all the other ones we did it for. When we picked through, I can tell if it was one we slept out for. But who was it for you?
My first one, I remember. Okay, I was 16, and this kid who I thought was just the coolest kid in the world asked me if I wanted to wait out overnight for tickets. He was like you, no parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could do that shit. And I asked my parents, and they're like, okay. And it was on a college campus, and we were 16. And it was a guy named Paul Young. He sang a song like, I want to tear your, every time you go away.
Every time you go away.
What? Yeah.
You take a piece of me that's one. With
Dude,
you.
Dude, there was just vaginas out all over the place. Yeah. Are you kidding? Because he was handsome too, man.
Yeah.
Handsome. And can I tell you? Okay. So we went, and that night, I'm 16. And that night there were these girls behind us. They were 21 and college kids, because the waiting out overnight was on a college campus. Mm-hmm. And these girls were talking to us. And my buddy, after we bought the tickets, he was like, hey, that girl wants to have sex with you. I was like, no way. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, but she's like 21. He was like, she wants to have sex. I didn't believe it. But he did tell me that when I showed up for the concert to make sure I was wearing my fuck clothes.
Your fuck clothes?
Yeah.
What's your fuck outfit?
Can I tell you?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I honestly, at the time, dude, had no idea, but he was the coolest kid I knew.
I still don't have a fuck
me
outfit.
Me neither. But dude, so he was the coolest kid I knew. So I was like, oh, I got to come up with fuck clothes, you know?
Fuck clothes.
And I didn't, like, we couldn't go home and Google what are fuck clothes.
No, you said, yeah.
I was going blind. So this will tell you, I showed up in my parachute pants.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. And I had a sleeveless shirt that had a lot of zippers on it. Mm-hmm. Zip, zip, zip. I had a mullet that we called a soccer cut.
Yeah, you were saying earlier, a soccer cut.
Because everybody on the soccer team had them, so we called them soccer cuts. Mm-hmm. And I had a big, thick chain that, dude, this was so funny. Did you ever wear a chain?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so it was just long enough that if we were fucking and I was on top of you, it was going to clip you right in the bottom of the chin. You know what I mean? It was going to just remind you.
My Jesus piece. I'm sorry about my Jesus piece. My cross.
But so.
Yeah, I had herringbones were popular. Can we look this up, Kirsten? So this is like a nice flat one right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's this like is a nice. Go to men's. Yeah, or hit that men's.
That's hilarious. That could be men's.
So this is a nice flat necklace. These were big.
Yeah, dude.
And they're like this, a flat one. But then just get rid of herringbone and look up gold rope, 14K gold rope. These went out of style, and then it was a gold rope that came.
See those thick herringbones?
Yeah, gold rope chain. There they are right there. That's what I wore next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Hell
the rope,
yeah.
Bro, that's the rope.
Yeah, that's somebody who doesn't have parents. That's who wears that.
This guy's got two of them. Yeah. One for each dead parent right there.
The flat ones we used to call the King Tut.
Okay. Yeah.
But dude, I show up to this concert in my fuck clothes. And
You got your chain?
Oh yeah, my silver chain and mullet and parachute pants. And dude, so this girl was standing behind me and I'm dancing. We were up front, dude. I had front row tickets. Mm-hmm. And she put her hands in my pants from behind me. And I was not a very, I don't know about you, but sexually experienced dude in high school. And so when she put her, you know, when you're 16 and a grown woman puts her hands in your pants, you're hard now.
I mean,
now, fucking now. Mm-hmm. And definitely came in my pants.
And on her hands.
In the parachute pants, dude.
Oh, my God.
So I had never come in my pants before. I didn't know I was going to leave a mark. Can I tell you for real? Right? Okay, ready? I'm up front dancing.
I like that you've come in them later in life and you realize, dude, hey, I'm going to do that again.
That's going to leave a mark. Yeah. No, I found out at the show because I'm up front dancing. Mm-hmm. And the guitar player, dude, it's a small theater, 2,500. So he's just acknowledging people. And he's walking around and he looks at me and he goes just like this. That's it. It was the gray ones. He looks right at me and then he goes like this. And I see him and he walks over to the bass player and I see him doing this. And I'm like, am I vibing with the band? Like these guys fucking love
me. Locking eyes with the bass player.
I'm about to go on tour as front row dancer. Yeah, dude. I look down, but you realize in those pants how shiny they are.
Oh, yeah.
The way I describe it, dude, is it
looks... All your zippers are down. All of them, bro. Every zipper's down, bro. There's 30 of them.
It legit looked like... I had the map of the United States leg. Dude.
Oh, God.
But first overnight concert, hand job from a grown up.
Bro, that's a grown up is a wild way to say it, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hand job from a grown up, which was amazing. But yeah, that. She was a great 21. When you're 16,
no, it's 100%.
Straight grown up. Straight
grown up lady right there. But she's voting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this bitch
dude.
Is voting and
she's
drinking.
Got, she's
you know?
Got food in the fridge. Like she's a grown human.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
But yeah, man. And so Paul Young was the first overnight one I waited out for. But my first concert ever was.
With the holidays creeping closer, the days get busier and routines get thrown off with parties, feasts, endless to-dos, and that's when I reach for Tempo. Tempo provides real meals, already cooked, ready in minutes that are actually good for you, which is helping me stay balanced while still enjoying the celebrations. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy habits. No matter what your goals are, there's a Tempo meal for you. They've got protein-packed, calorie conscious, carb conscious. There's even fiber rich. I've been focusing on protein, more protein, less carbs. Look, I'll do good during the day and then I like to go at it at night. And having Tempo in the fridge makes it so much better. I've got so many meals. I got a Fiesta grilled chicken that I really like. I got a barbecue pulled pork. I got a sweet potato skillet one that I really like. It's all convenient. It all's fast and it fits in with my schedule. All right. For a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/wayback. That's tempomeals.com/wayback for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/wayback. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Synchronicity tour with the police. Mm-hmm. And REM opened up for him.
That's a good one, yeah.
I think I was maybe 13 or 14, maybe. It's this dude who owned a record store in town.
I was just jamming. What's the frequency, Kenneth? You remember that one?
Hell yeah.
Do you know about the story behind that?
No.
Kirsten, look this up. What's the frequency, Kenneth, REM? I'm pretty sure it's Dan Rather or someone. I forget. He's a talking, is a popular interviewer that we all know. And he got attacked and he was like, and when they hit him, he was going, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
There it is.
I was walking along Park Avenue and things happened very suddenly.
I couldn't make any sense of it at the time.
And I wound up being knocked down. I prefer to say I got the hell beat out of me. By someone I didn't know.
I don't know why it happened. I may never know.
The police had asked me what anything said to me.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And I vaguely remembered it. One point it was, you know, what's the frequency? And then I thought somebody said, it addressed me as Kenneth.
Okay, you're right. It's somebody else attacked him and said that, yeah.
Compacted into, what's the frequency, Kenneth? The next thing I knew, it was all over the news, not always complimentary, I'd say.
That's a hit song, bro. Oh, that's good.
It's funny that people question, like, why it happened. If somebody hits you and says, what's the frequency, Kenneth? They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's why it happened.
Today, what is the one everybody runs around, puncher in the pussy? What is the one? What is it, Kirsten?
Is it fucker right in the pussy?
Yeah, that's it. Fucker right in the pussy, they yell. You haven't seen these? That's the new what's the frequency, Kenneth.
Well, I'm on board for that. That's amazing.
Anytime there's a live report, people try to run by and say, fucker right in the pussy.
Can I tell you maybe my favorite part thing. Is right in the pussy. Yeah.
It's a thing.
Right in the pussy? All right.
Okay, so wait, you go see REM.
REM with the police. It was the first time I'd ever seen anyone do coke. I remember asking the guy, I'm like, what is that? Dude, there was a level of naive that because we weren't exposed to things all the time. So I had no idea what that was. Mm. Why would I know what that was?
Right.
See it on
line.
I'm not, he was just like, don't worry about it, but don't do that. But I remember watching them snort it. I smelled weed. It was like, that concert was wild for me for so many reasons. But also, it was the first time I'd ever heard REM. And I was like, these guys.
Yeah.
He told me, he was like, I'm not coming to see the police. I'm coming to see REM.
Okay.
It was wild. And then I saw Run DMC.
That's a great one. All right, so we'll go through some of these ticket stubs
here. All right.
I think that might have been one we did, Kirsten.
Yeah, I think you did.
Tell me something. What's the concert from then?
Read that. Flip it around.
When you Run DMC and Beastie
That's
Boys.
That's the Together Forever tour right there, brother. 1987.
What did 106.50? Is that 1650?
1650, brother.
What did that get you?
So the stage would be down here. We were mid-tier, about halfway, so you could see here.
You know what it gets you right now? A Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it doesn't even get you parking.
$16.50.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't get you parking.
Nope.
Yo, dude, tell me, out of all these shows, which one sticks out?
Man, it's tough. There, a lot of them stick out for a different reason, but this one in particular sticks out, this Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, because my dad went with us to this while he was alive, and this was the Together Forever tour. So Run DMC, I believe is doing Raising Hell, and the Beastie Boys are Licensed to Ill. And this is when they had the girls in the cages and they were throwing the beer on the crowd. Like they were that frat boy Fight for Your Right to Party Beastie Boys before they got into, you know, experimenting, getting different with their stuff. But yeah, that's it right there. So my dad went and I had that t-shirt right there. I talk about it because I wish I had every concert t-shirt. I had a concert t-shirt from every concert. And my brother, when we had a fight and I ripped his shirt and he started crying. My friends still bring it up. Remember when you ripped your brother's Run DMC shirt?
Look no, at that. And he started.
So we looked at it. Where is it on there? It should be August sometime, right?
Dude.
Washington, D.C., or Landover, Maryland. Where is Landover, Maryland? There it is. August 15th, right there, bottom three from the bottom right. And what's that ticket say?
That says
August 15th, 1987, motherfucker. That one stands out. That's the only show I've ever saw of my father. And I tell my friend who went with us too, like, we got to remember to be that cool for our kids when good bands come around. Like, let's go with our kids.
Can I tell you that you ripped your brother's shirt?
Mm-hmm.
My brother caught a foul ball at the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
I took it to the park and lost it.
Dude, that's a ball for the. That's every kid's prized possession.
Yeah. I just needed a ball to play baseball with. I took it and I lost it.
Here, go. Yeah. Let's do three of these. All randomly right. Grab through there.
Okay.
These are so many of the concerts I went to let's without this parents. One here. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Buffett, I saw him too.
Jimmy Buffett, Meriwether Purse Pavilion, 1994 here. I went and saw him. Look at parking, $2.25, bro.
I loved this concert. I went to see him too.
I had a great time at the Jimmy Buffett concert.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I also like...
All these parrot heads, they were conging around the whole place. They were fucked up.
They were. That's the thing I remember the most is how much fun everybody was having. Mm-hmm. And how many... Brawless 50-year-old women there were.
Big saggy titties.
Oh, so many saggy titties.
Saggy old titties.
Yeah. By the way, I went to see Dead & Co at the Sphere,
mm-hmm.
and outside of it being one of the best concert experience I've ever been to, the amount of brawless 70-year-old women.
70?
Come on, dude.
Grandma.
Come on, dude. Yeah, they 70-year-old brawl is having a good time, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Dead?
Yes, I have. It's one in here, actually.
Well, let's see what this one is. Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys again. Now, this here was at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. This was a night where we went to see them, General Mission. It was they started playing their instruments. They got heavy into playing their own instruments and stuff. And this was a night where they came. They didn't do any hits or anything. They just played their musical instruments. So you got to go see the Beastie Boys experiment and fuck around. Get them, princess. And then after it, we go to a Denny's and two tour buses pull up.
No.
And there they are. MCA skateboarding by us and everything. Oh, you love Josh. All right, princess. Come on down, babe. Come on down now. So, yeah, that was an awesome one to see, too. Let's try not to get you another Beastie Boys
home. Okay. Did you get into like Quiet Riot, Twisted Sister, and Me Too?
All of them.
I remember waiting, dude, sitting in my room, waiting for the radio station to play Come On, Feel the Noise.
Dude, you look in this stack, there's fucking Scorpions in there. There's everything in there, bro. Rush, I've seen Rush.
My most hated band of all time.
Really?
That dude's singing voice?
Yeah, Geddy Lee.
It makes me want to choke him the fuck out. God damn. I can't. His voice. I'm like, who made him the lead singer? You could have chosen better.
This is Grateful Dead. March 17th, right after my birthday, 1993. What am I, 20? 20 years old. Go to this show. And this show, this is when the drugs would come to us.
Mm-hmm.
If... That's the only one I ever went to watch. I went to the Dead show every year they came to the parking lot. We'd all walk around because, you know, have you ever been? You've been to a Dead show. So the parking lot's a scene.
Yeah.
I need a miracle. I'll trade you peanut butter and jellies. Well, this is where everybody's getting their opium. They're all coming back to our place. And I'm like, you got fucking opium there? God damn, dude. Like people are getting the nitrous balloons and all this shit. So this, we would go every year to the outside show, but this is the only one I ever went to.
What made you decide early on that you were keeping all those?
I don't know. I don't really know. And that's the Eric Clapton one I camped out for right there. That's 1990. So I'm in 11th grade here. No parents. Slept out for that.
Who?
Slept out. That was in August, but we slept out before because I didn't have parents that either. Look at all these. The majority of these are when I'm in high school. Look, this stack of tickets says I didn't have parents.
Tell me you didn't have any parents without telling me you didn't have any parents.
AC/DC, Def Leppard, they're all in here, bro. U2, Rolling Stones.
Let me ask you something.
B.B. King.
How old were you?
David Lee Roth solo.
No.
Van Halen.
What made you go to that show?
I was a big Van Halen fan, and then when he came out with that Eat 'Em and Smile, Yankee Rose, I love Steve Vai. He was such a great fucking guitarist, and I was like, oh. And we knew he was going to do Van Halen hits, too. So that's the guy we wanted to hear sing them, you know?
I think, do you think age-wise is where the line is drawn as far as Sammy Hagar versus David Lee Roth?
I think maybe so. I think that's a fair assessment. Look, I like both of them, but there's just nothing like
1970s. No.
Could you imagine? Like, I used to have lived in a building out here with a building manager. She hung out with all of us. We all got along. And her older brother, they're from Pasadena, and he would come over and hang out sometimes. And he would tell us that he would go to house parties and Van Halen would be playing in the back fucking yard because they're from over there. And then I think, oh, yeah, because he's older. And I'm like, and he's like, and then I would go watch him on the sunset. I'm like, you got to see Van Halen in the 70s?
In someone's backyard, on the sunset strip in
backyards,
dude.
Out here. Tommy Lee, when I had him on the Honeydew, he talked about how they would play Motley Crue, play backyard parties in like Pomona and shit before they blew up. And I'm like, you're getting to see Van Halen, David Lee Roth in a backyard? That's crazy.
I got real lucky when I was in Seattle to see like people pop down. Chris Cornell's sister played in a band called, is it Inflatable Soul? Is that what it was?
Let's look it up.
I think, and you know, he would come down and sing every now and then at these bars. The bars were called like the Central and Inflatable Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it was such a crazy time to be in Seattle. I was there when Cobain killed himself and went to that vigil that Courtney Love threw. My house, well, where I was staying anyways, the room I was renting was down the street from where he killed himself. And because I had a New York driver's license, they weren't letting anybody on the street unless you could prove you lived down there.
Gotcha.
So I had to park like a fucking mile away.
I'm looking to see. I think I have that ticket. There it is, right there. How about that? Okay. So
let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
When's the first time? Okay. Is there a song or a band or an album that you remember hearing and being like, what the fuck is this? That changed. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
I would say the first, well, real quick, let me just say, this is August 8th, 1994. This is Lollapalooza. And this is at the Charlestown Racetrack in West Virginia. So we drove out there because this was.
How much is that ticket?
$31.
Holy shit.
But if I remember correctly, it was Beastie Boys. I want to say L7. I want to say there was P-Funk was there. I want to say Tribe Called Quest, I think, was there with the Beasties again. And Nirvana was supposed to headline. And when Kurt Cobain kills himself, Smashing Pumpkins steps
in. What year was it?
And they headline.
94, I think.
August 8th, 1994. Okay. There they are. So Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys, P-Funk, Tribe Called Quest, other Bonotas, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, L7, the Breeders. Yeah, man, it was fucking
Green Day on the second stage. Lab.
Green Day on the side stage. It was fucking amazing.
I was asking about the music of the song.
Yeah, sorry. Kiss was the first band I heard where I was like, what the fuck? Hell yeah. Then I would say it was AC/DC, Back in Black. And then I don't think I really had it again until Appetite for Destruction, where I'm like, this is a fucking cover to cover fucking banger, man. That's fucking rock and roll. What was it for you?
I remember being in college.
Pink Floyd also blew me away.
I remember being in college and my buddy Matt Dussling walks into the cafeteria and he goes, hey.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud.
Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And I was like, what? He goes, come. And he said, we walk out to his car. He goes, you got to hear this. I just saw this band in Austin. They're called Nirvana. And he put in Nevermind.
Mm-hmm.
And that beginning of Smells Like Teen Spirit came on. And I remember sitting in that car like, what the fuck is this? I'd never heard any, and it tapped right into our, whatever we were feeling at that time. And I was like, what the fuck is this? He was like, this was the most insane show. I bought the CD on the way out. But every other music that I heard before, I'm like, this is good. That, to remember the specific where I was and how I felt,
yeah,
and what that music did, dude. So when we got to talk to Dave Grohl, he hosted Chelsea Lately for mm-hmm. a week, and he mm-hmm. let us ask him questions. And for him to just talk Nirvana with me was just, Nirvana for me is the band that, more than any other band, that changed me.
Mm-hmm.
And that music, because I was like, I don't understand the words, but I.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I'll say that album right there on the wall over there. You see that Hendrix Experience yeah. album? So I'm a huge, as you saw the statue in there, I'm a huge Hendrix super freak. And I moved here in 94 the second time. No, 97 the second time. And Noel Redding, who was the bass player for the original REO Experience band, you know, there were three of them, the Experience, excuse me. It's Hendrix, it's Noel Redding, it's Mitch Mitchell. Noel's on bass. And he's playing at a place now that is called Blood Sows at the corner of 14th mm-hmm. and Santa Monica, that one mm-hmm. in Santa Monica. But back then, it was called 14 Below, and it was on 14th Street. And where Blood Sows is, there's a club under there, a badass fucking club that a lot of people don't know about. It was called 14 Below.
Yep.
See, it's a dark little door Ooh. On the side. And the 14 wasn't even there. It was all black. And you just go in downstairs and Noel Redding's playing there. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So I take this original Hendrix album and I wait, and he goes up to the bar and I just start buying him a couple beers, and he signs the album for me. And he just lets me sit there and talk to him about playing with Jimi Hendrix. And I'm just fucking blown away. I'm like, this is the closest I'm ever getting to Hendrix. And this guy is just telling me, like, they were kids and he wishes they had a manager that really knew what they were doing, because one night they'd be in Seattle and the next they're in Tampa and then they're in Buffalo mm-hmm. and there wasn't a proper routing. They were just young and all over the place. So I was fucking awesome.
What is it about Hendrix that you connected with so much?
Man, I wish I could really tell you. I watched him perform, and I'm seeing this guy fuck the guitar. I'm seeing this guy on stage who was an absolute, yeah, he was an introvert off stage, but an extrovert on stage. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, wow, what? Like, he literally plugged himself in, as that guitar was an extension of him. And watching someone put this flair, he brought fashion to it.
Mm-hmm.
He brought flair. The motherfucker lit it on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, no one was doing anything like that. And then to watch back then they had in Europe and in England, Clapton is God. And you're hearing these guys, Keith Richards and him, be like, Jesus fucking Christ. They were stoked that Paul McCartney and these guys and Chaz Chandler took them to America to get him the fuck out of yeah. there, because he was ripping it up. And then to see him go And another thing, I'm just so into him. Like, he would say, they would say, the fans love you tonight. And he's like, yeah, but were there any black fans? Were there Asian fans? Were there Indian fans? Like, I don't want all my fans to just be white or black or whatever. Like, am I hitting these different groups? And then for him to like put amps underwater, and you know, if there's a few songs where he'll just take plastic over a comb and they just play it like a kazoo. And I just love all the experimenting. And then again, he was also a guy that had synesthesia. So he would say, this feels blue to me. And then Eddie Kramer, his engineer, had it as well, but on that side of things. So he'd be like, I know exactly what you're fucking talking about. And he finally got a guy who was like, yep, got it. Got red.
That's crazy.
Orange, yellow. Yep.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
So I've just his, also, he died at 27. The body of work that man put out still is considered the epitome of rock and roll and guitar and everything. And it's just wild that he did all that in like, I know the behind this, you know, everybody's doing their shit for 20 years, but that window is about 3 to 5 years, and it's amazing.
It's funny you say that the guitar is an extension of him. When I saw Prince live, it's exactly how I felt. I'm like, there's no separation between that guitar. That guitar is part of him.
No doubt.
And watching him play was
like. Did you ever go to his music or his studio when you were in Minneapolis?
No, I haven't taken the tour.
Oh, I did.
Is it good?
Bro, you learn so much more about Prince and how much more he really did. And you're like, God. I was in there, I was so stoked that I didn't realize, you know, they make you like, he's like, this is where he'd watch Sports Center and have his coffee. And so he lived in the studio.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like, it's nothing special. It looks like industrial, like an industrial warehouse. You'd never fucking know Paisley Park's in there. And I'm just leaning on the couch while the lady's talking. She's talking. I'm leaning on this purple velvet couch, and she finally goes, sir. I'm just chilling on Prince's couch like I live there. I was like, oh, shit.
Turn on Sports Center.
She just gave it a nap.
Where's he keep the fentanyl in here? Yeah, man. It's funny that we both... So Hendrix for you and Cobain for me, but both in the 27 Club.
Mm-hmm. I think Janis Joplin, I think Jim Morrison.
Yep.
I think they're all around then.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, for me, the same thing with to Cobain's musical life was this.
Yeah.
But for to have such an impact on not just music, but culture and everything.
Pretty much pioneer a genre. I know they gave it to Neil Young, who created grunge. That's nice of you guys. I hear you. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
But not
who,
like
who gave
that.
Him that?
Yeah. They all did. They all, like Pearl Jam and those guys were all like, you know, your father of grunge.
But nah.
You're not.
Nah. No. No, I mean, he looks grungy.
He does.
He looks, dude, he looks like he smells like old meat.
Old meat.
He does. He's
that's
like,
what he is. Old meat. Dude, thank you for doing this, man. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we didn't even get to all that other.
That's when you got to come back then. Good.
Hell yeah.
Right there. Plug it. Promote it.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates. Check out the new special, the Campfire special on my YouTube channel. All my other specials are on there too. I do a podcast with my son called Hey Man. We're rebranding it. So if you see Generation Wolf, that's what it is. And yeah, man, always so fun to come and talk with you.
I love you, brother. Thank you, buddy. As Thank always. You. Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.